I'm going to call forward now Pastor John and Kathy. We thought it would be great on this first Sunday to do a little bit of an interview with Pastor John and Kathy, and they're going to answer a couple questions I have, and yes, they've been prompted. So this is not going to be Frost and Nixon, okay? As they come, I do want to highlight one other prayer item. We are going to, in the middle service this morning at 9:15, we're going to commission the Costa Rica team that is going to be heading out in the week ahead. And as part of that time, we're going to be dedicating their ministry to the Lord. And we want to encourage you to be in prayer for that team. This has been a summer already of a lot of comings and goings. And it's exciting to hear what Pastor Rick has to share about New Mexico. Costa Rica is another opportunity where our people, our teens and adults, are heading out to do some really exciting ministry for the Lord, some evangelistic work. And can't wait to hear about the souls that have come to know Christ through that team. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to ask you a couple questions. And first of all, we'd like to know, Pastor John, where you were born and raised. And I think you guys have worked out, they have a system. So I'm going to let them answer. John, where were you born and raised?
I am the youngest of six children. My mother and father were in pastoral ministry for 50 years in the EC Church. I was born in Ohio, spent most of my formative years north of Pittsburgh, about 90 miles, a little nook called Knox, Pennsylvania. So if you wonder about my accent, I'm not from the South. I'm just from a southern pocket in central western Pennsylvania. How's that?
And how do you spell Knox?
K-N-O-X.
Okay, let's check. All right. You've come together this morning. It's really cool, and I understand that Kathy had to drag you because normally you're the shy one. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want to know how you two met. Tell us a little bit about your...
How did we meet? We attended different high schools together and met at Clarion University in Clarion, Pennsylvania. Alumni. Yeah, we have degrees in education, Kathy in elementary and special education. I have a degree in elementary education, and we met in educational psychology. Praise God for educational psychology. I always sat in the back of the room, and in educational psychology, every time we had a class, I was another row up until I was sitting right beside her. And that's how we met. Our first date was December 1st, 1984. And this fall, October 3rd, we will have been engaged for 25 years. And I'm happy to say that I married my best friend. I highly recommend marrying your best friend. Don't regret it at all.
And would you recommend any of our college students to also take that class, educational psychology?
That's a good class. That's a good class.
All right.
That class straightened me out.
Good. Kathy, I'm going to ask you to step to the microphone here so we can hear part of your responses about your children. I think you're going to tag team on this. Tell us about your kids.
Actually, I was going to take child number one. Matthew is 21. He'll be 22 in the fall. He is an interesting paradox, Matthew. His professors call him wonderfully odd. One week he is the homecoming king who runs 80-yard touchdowns, and the next he is the winner of a poetry contest. Last semester he spent studying medieval literature at Oxford University, and 3 weeks ago he won a cage fight in the second round. He is definitely not a person that you want to stereotype.
He is our math and science guy. He wants to be a high school math and physics teacher, which I'm glad he's doing that. but he has always loved learning and running just for the joy of it. Those are his fun things. Karen is my organizer and my decorator. She's my right-hand lady. She is going to be a senior at Kutztown High School in the fall, and so she will be driving back and forth quite a bit, and I would ask for your prayers on her behalf in that way.
Amy Grace is our baby. She is 15. She'll remind you that she will be 16 on October 1st. She is very interested in relationships, and that's the word that she and I use, interested, not nosy. Some people think we're nosy. We just say that we are interested in people. She wants to be involved in everything and really to know everyone. She loves people. She loves to be where the action is. She doesn't want to miss anything. And she is the child of ours that you will see the most of. So look forward to getting to know Amy perhaps at some time.
I also understand she's in training for lawn mowing. Is that correct?
Amy is in training for lawn mowing at 330 Swinehart Road.
All right. John and Kathy bring to Trinity over 20 years of pastoral experience, and I'm asking them to share a little bit about their prior pastoral ministries.
We have pastored in Western Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and here in Eastern Pennsylvania as well, and most recently in Kutztown.
And with those years of experience, we would like if you could maybe pull out of your memory banks one real high point of ministry that you've experienced, maybe together or in the life of the church.
Yeah, 24 years to find one. We've had a couple of experiences where the church we pastored doubled in size, so that was exciting. What gets my motor running is when I see men in the church realize that the church is for them. That the church isn't all pink, that it can be blue as well. And when I see men find Christ and get excited about being passionate for God and understanding what their spiritual gifts are and beginning to use them, that gets me up in the morning. And I have seen that dozens and dozens of times. Next week, I'm going to share a personal story of a childhood friend who, interestingly, I was able to come back and be his pastor. He came to Christ during that time. He was an alcoholic. If you have a friend who has a problem with alcohol, I would encourage you to bring them to church next week. Might be a good time for them to be here. That's what gets the motor running for me.
I think for me, I always enjoy building relationships with women, and the joy of having pastored all over Pennsylvania and Ohio is that I have wonderful pockets of friends all over that whole area, and we don't get to see each other all the time, but when we do, we really enjoy being together again, and that's something that really blesses me.
This next answer, you're going to want to pay close attention to, okay, because as you probably are aware, pastors really do normally like to eat. And so we'd like to know what Pastor John's favorite meal is.
My next one.
That's real helpful, John.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. All right, how about this? If it's a meal that's not with my wife, I experienced this last fall. Fresh elk roasted over an open fire in the Rockies under a blanket of stars. If it's with Kathy, how about chicken and rice with mushrooms, baby lima beans, and a personal weakness, Breyer's ice cream?
See, now you can get away with these answers at 8 o'clock, but when we get to the 10:45 service and people's stomachs are starting to say, I can't believe he said that, they're going to be like...
Well, there is elk in our freezer.
So there you have it. He'll eat anything. All right. We want to wrap up the interview by asking if you want to share together or individually. Your message this morning is going to focus on the main thing. And the passage of Scripture is talking about prayer. And so even though we do want to focus on the congregation and our needs as a church for prayer, I'd like to ask you, what would be one more personal prayer need that you want to share with us and our church family so we can support you, especially in the next couple days or weeks as you transition to Boyertown?
I think just our our children and our family in general as we transition. There's a lot to learn, a lot of people to know, a lot of places to figure out. That's always a difficult time, so if you pray for us during these next few weeks with that.
I would echo that. It's always a concern of mine to make sure that Kathy and our children are making a smooth transition. Our oldest daughter, Karen, will be a senior in high school, so that's a big one. And she's chosen to stay and finish her high school experience at Kutztown. So we have good friends that she's going to be with, and our concern is for our family. But on a professional note, my passion is to pursue excellence. I want to be a godly man who takes very seriously this role, and I covet your prayers for that. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Let's just spend a moment now, and as I pray, Pastor Knopf, if you want to come forward, because you're going to transition us to the next part of the service, but let's pray right now as a church family, and let's begin that process of lifting up Pastor John and Kathy and their children in our prayers, not just this morning, but throughout the days and weeks ahead. Father God, we thank you for your presence this morning in this place, and for the joining together of ministry, the joining of the team for Pastor John and his family. We thank you for these moments that we've been able to share together to begin getting to know John and Kathy and their children. And Father, we do ask that in this month of July, as we have had a number of opportunities scheduled to get to know John and Kathy face-to-face in various settings, that you would now use a little bit of the information that we've begun to share this morning to spur on even more conversations and that time of getting acquainted, and to enjoy this brother and sister in Christ and their family, and to know, Lord God, your anointing upon them as they come and share in ministry together with us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our King, our Master, our Lord, and Savior. Amen.